right.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me and your host, V. We're back at the top of the hour. That was Central Disposal by Mudvayne. And yes, you're going to start hearing some songs that are very near and dear and close to my heart and really speak about myself and my history. I'm going to tell you, as a targeted individual being targeted by these corrupt feds, NSA, CIA, Lubitards, my upbringing really played a part in my salvation, the way my parents raised me. I'll once again reference the fact that I got grounded a lot, and having nothing to do for entertainment, I would read my encyclopedias. Something that I did when I was targeted with their remote neural monitoring, voice the skull, synthetic telepathy, AI bullcrap, their weaponry, I isolated myself from the world. I isolated myself in my own apartment. And I studied. I got on the internet. I studied. I researched. And I put things together that nobody else ever did. And I did not come out of my apartment till I was done. So like St. Anthony. St. Anthony put himself in a room. He was plagued by demons. plagued by demons. But he did not emerge from his isolation till he conquered all those demons. And I did the same. I learned why I was in the position I was in. I learned why they were saying things that they were saying. I steeled my mind. You know? Leave my mind alone. It doesn't break. I have not broken. I never will break. Something that these criminals, as they're pushing me to be when they're mass killers, they would say, yeah, where you belong is killing. You're a killer. Well, indeed, that may be the case. I'm very adept at destroying anything I want destroyed. But that's not innocent people. That's not the people around me. That's not society. These are things I don't want to destroy. These are things I want to save. But however, I do want to destroy the corrupt establishment. I do want to destroy the shadow government. I do want to destroy the deep state. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a mind to do it. I've got a mind to do it. I'm not, you know, I feel my boy Andy, I feel a lot of people that just want to grab an AK-47, grab an AR-15 and go crazy. I feel these guys. I feel them all the way. But me, I put myself through MK Ultra. I did it at a very young age, without even knowing that I was doing it. I was a masochist, sort of, I guess you could say, mentally. I put myself through pain and trauma, mental anguish that most people would run away from. Seriously, I did. And when it came to the time that I was targeted, well, I already had my armor, my shield, my sword. I had these things already. You know, that's why I'm destroying their stuff right now. I'm wrecking them. I'm killing the psychological operations. One by one, if I must. You know, they say, when you're an assassin, you know, when you're one of these Manchurian candidates, they got you hell bent on destruction. That's why one is able to destroy. I did. I meditated in times of peace, moments of clarity. I meditated on self-destruction, being shot and killed, being blown up by bombs, being dragged into hell. I meditated on these things. And that's why today I'm the assassin of assassins. I don't have to go out and slit a throat of a fed. Because right now, I'm aiming towards the heart of the entire octopus, as they say. You can't kill it because there's so many heads, so many limbs. That's because people are focusing on the heads and the limbs. I'm looking right down the barrel at the heart of this. When my aim is straight and true, I will show no hesitation in pulling the damn trigger. So, anyhow, speaking of targeted individuals, I want to go to that clip that we have on that bank manager. Can we go ahead and play that?
This is a story about one of Britain's bank managers. Dale Semper, a really successful bank manager. His mother, Lynette, has worked for the NHS for 20 years. His partner of two decades, Denise, works in human resources.
Yeah. He said he's too big to get kisses, you know.
And this is the story of how their happy, successful lives have been almost destroyed.
I'm accustomed to being pulled over and stopped when I'm driving cars and so on. I'm accustomed to it. I get it. Never liked it, but I understood, right? But this particular day, when they've come out, it was so many police officers. And they said, we're here to arrest you for firearms. I'm like, firearms? I'm like, really? I said, no, you got the wrong person. I don't get this. I'm on my way to work. I'm a bank manager. I do not get this. And I'm arguing. I'm like trying to explain myself. I'm like, no, this can't be me.
It was the most traumatic experience ever. Being pulled over and before you could blink, the handcuffs were on Dale and he was pulled outside the car and I was trying to understand what is going on. What did we do? Trying to get a sense from the cops and not understanding what's going on and basically just being shouted at to stay in the car, be quiet, we're talking to him. Having this played out before somebody actually gave me some information, we're arresting him on firearm. I'm just like, okay, I can breathe now because I know what it is and I know we don't have any firearms, so, you know, let's let this play out.
Police told Dale he was being arrested for possession of a firearm and they had a warrant to search his home.
So at that time, I'm thinking, you have about 15, 20 people here. What is it that, what could I have actually done to have made something like this happen? Why are they here?
Around the same time, police were breaking into his mother's flat while she worked at the local hospital.
I worked for the NHS 20 years come in July. And to hear that guns going through my flat, are they crazy? And when I came home, I saw my door busted. So there's a padlock on my door. A lot of things were scattered on my house. All of my drawer with my panties, my bras, everything was pulled out, thrown on the floor. I wouldn't even wish that on my worst enemy.
Back at Dale's, the police's line of questioning, which he says he was later to learn underpinned the allegations against him, was how could he afford the things in his house? A nice car.
One of the comments the police officer even said when they came in, how did you get to have all these things? I'm like, have all of what? I don't understand. And he's like, it's clear that in one of the statements they've written, they say we're living above our means. I'm like, how can we living above our means? You don't know what I do.
No firearm was found in his house, his partner's or his mother's. And for the first, but certainly not the last time, the family thought that would be the end of it. But during the search, police found just under £2,000 in Dale's safe. Initially, the arrest was for firearms possession. Now, it was for money laundering.
How is it possible from firearm to money laundering? Something is not quite right. And from the onset, the undertone to this whole investigation was, look at us, we are black people. This is the reason why this is continuing and there is no end to this. We both go to work, we both put in our 9-to-5, we make sure we do that. You know, we didn't come from much, but we're making sure that together we're on the same page, we're doing it for ourselves, and, you know, we don't ask for anything. We're out there fighting for it.
Dale was suspended from his job at the bank. Police obtained a financial restraint order freezing all his assets. Dale, who owns a number of buy-to-let properties and with his partner shares a six-figure income, says he couldn't even get a pound out of the cash point. Terrified, the couple replaced their legal aid solicitor with a private lawyer for several weeks, focusing on justifying all of Dale's financial dealings.
The information he provided was, I have an explanation. I've explained my assets, my finances. He produced, within 24 hours, a file because they said his watch, his jewellery, his possessions were all tainted items. So under the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002, they made the assertion that everything was part of the Proceeds of Crime. They have used shoestring or false intelligence that there's a young black man with no previous convictions driving a brand new X6, enjoying life, and then the next day he's the enemy of the state, where his assets, his finances are paralysed, his mental health compromised, his whole life is literally being watched.
7 weeks after it was put in place, the financial restraint order against him was dropped, as there was no lawful grounds for it to remain in place. He was awarded £10,000 in costs by the Crown Prosecution Service. Once again, Dale assumed this meant the case against him would be dropped. Once again, he was wrong. After months of asking, the Met Police finally provided the original warrant and details of the information they used to get it.
It actually said that I was involved in a sham marriage, money laundering. I'm thinking, what? I go by 4 different aliases, different names. I'm thinking, okay, what? I'm into drugs. And drugs, people, human trafficking. And the worst one was terrorism. I'm like...
Alongside this litany of enormous allegations, they also had to tackle a series of basic errors in the police information about Dale, a British passport holder born in Montserrat.
There is this element of being from Jamaica, which he isn't from Jamaica. I am Jamaican. I'm proud of being Jamaican. He has no links to Jamaica apart from me. But he's now being... It's part of what they're investigating. First, he's in the UK illegally. That's something that could have been quashed very easily. You know, he's got ties to trafficking. Trafficking, come on. It's like they've packed the case so highly for us to defend ourselves that it's gonna overflow, and the overflow is for him to end up in prison.
Still suspended from work, for months and months he was left in limbo.
One time he called me, he was going to the gym, and he called me, he said, "Mommy, I'm at the park," and I was going to work. And he called me and he was crying and he said, "Mommy, I'm going crazy. Why are they doing this to me?" You could imagine hearing that from your child. Oh dear, it's a nightmare I can't wake up from.
How dark was it for you?
It was really, really bad. It got to the point where sometimes I felt like I didn't even want to be around. Now she's like, "Don't hurt yourself. Promise me you won't hurt yourself." Me and my mother, we went through so much, and I never wanted her to ever look back at me and say, "This is what my son has amounted to." It was such shame. It was such shame.
18 months after he was first arrested, he's arrested again at 6:40 in the evening on suspicion of possession of firearms. None are found. At 7:15, just 35 minutes later, he is de-arrested. People will say there's no smoke without fire. It's entirely possible that the Met Police would say we had credible intelligence that justified this investigation.
This started off with false intelligence. A man of no previous convictions, no bad character, not touching a firearm in his life. An explanation of every penny he's ever earned in his life, from payslips to tax returns to cash. The question I'd be asking myself as looking at this case would be, to go this far, surely, with all the costs, God knows how much the financial investigation and the CPS spent on this bearing a 26-month case in the public purse, as well as my client defending himself privately, you'd think that there was something. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing.
Dale's lawyer says from the beginning, police obtained warrants based on a wholly inaccurate portrayal of Dale's character, and that if he'd been a white bank manager, this would never have happened. On the 11th of October, the Met Police tell Dale's lawyer no further action will be taken in the case. There was no apology.
I've had to become the best bank manager for years, for quite a few years. It's something of memories of my past and what I've achieved. But the person I was before now, I feel like that person is now gone. Like I said, I feel like something has been taken away from me, and I feel like I can never get that back. If when someone rings my doorbell or even knocks on my door, automatically I think someone is there to get me. If I'm driving and I see a police siren coming up, even if it's an ambulance, I'm thinking someone is trying to get me. Constantly. I just can't get it out of my head.
Dale is back at work, though at a lower grade. His hopes of becoming a director in the bank all gone. It's already cost him around £140,000 in legal costs. He's very conscious of others in a similar situation who couldn't afford to defend themselves. He now intends to sue the Met for damages. The family hope for an apology.
It's just really hard to kind of, like, think, OK, the investigation's over, so, OK, we can now breathe. I don't think we will ever be able to breathe.
It means so much to me that people that's around me, they would know that I was innocent. I just feel that if you're good people and you're doing things correctly, in the end, you will prevail. It will happen. It has to happen.
Well, in response, the Metropolitan Police Service said, given the potential legal action, it would be inappropriate to comment in detail on the case. However, they said they recognise the very serious nature of the allegations made and they will be fully investigated. They say they work every day in and with communities on intelligence-led basis to tackle serious crime and add, where officers have not acted correctly, they will take the appropriate action to ensure the public can continue to have confidence in how they police London. Well, I'm joined now by Victor Olisa, the Metropolitan's former head of...
Okay, so anyhow... yeah, so... Here we have a black man. A black man in London who is a bank manager. You heard it. You heard it, guys. You heard it. No evidence of anything. It was just accusation after accusation after accusation. Usually how they put black people away is to mount charges and charges upon charges upon charges. All of them thick. When you got 200 years worth of charges put on you, and they'll say, hey, admit to one of these, you do 5 years and you're out. But really, what they're after is to destroy this man's life. All it takes is one bid to destroy a person's life. That's all it takes. Especially a black man in a white man's country. That's all it takes. Now, I'm going to tell you, me being a target individual, being not someone of any monetary importance, being someone of not of of any importance except for my knowledge, I was targeted. I had knowledge. Only suitable for the white man to know. Only for the secret society to know. So they wanted me dead. Not all targeted individuals are targeted in the way that I was targeted. With the synthetic telepathy, you know, satellite terrorism. Some people are targeted socially, culturally, monetarily. A warrant. Can you imagine this? A warrant being obtained based on the character of someone. Oh, hey, John Q over there is an a-hole. All right, wrap a warrant. Now, I don't know what happened as far as how this began. I mean, as far as these intelligence agencies, these I hate calling them that, these spy agencies, these male sororities are concerned, because they act like a bunch of bitches. Let's put that out there. This is how women with bad attitudes act. Okay? Emasculated organization of people who attack other people because they're better than them. Because other people are not emasculated. Because people have never lost their sovereignty. People who who are actually proud to be who they are. I can tell you, millions in spy agency JOs, these jack-offs, have none of them feel good about themselves. How could they? So, and they're all parts. They're all cult members. They're part of, you know, Order of the Rose or Malta Knights or whatever money laundering pedophilic organization you can think of. These are your intelligence agencies, your spy agencies, your Lumitards. Now, to see a black man, I don't know how to start it, but to see a black man successful where they never could be, where this man didn't have to sell his soul, where they had to, it angers them. It angers him. He's enemy of the state. This black man, enemy of the state. Why? Because he's got a bigger penis. He's got a deeper pocket. He's better looking. He's happy. Why tear down this man? Why don't you become a better person? Why don't you grab yourselves by your bootstraps and raise up, you POSs? But you can't. You can't, can you? You can't. Now we have a man destroyed. It doesn't matter that he's proven innocent. It doesn't matter that all charges were bogus. It doesn't matter that he may, you know, get his money back. What matters at this point, the man is still destroyed. Why? MK Ultra. Trauma-based mind control. It's abuse. He's scared every time he hears the doorbell ring. That's no way for a grown man to live. They have succeeded. It doesn't matter that they didn't put him in prison. It doesn't matter that they didn't take his money. It doesn't matter they didn't take away his social status. It doesn't matter. They still walk away with a win because this man is broken psychologically. And therefore makes him a slave. That's all they're going for. That's a win for them. Now, again, I'm somebody, I could do it. I could live like that. Scared when somebody rings my doorbell. I'm aggressive. You ring my doorbell, I'm opening the door. I got the man beater right there underneath the light switch. And you better have some pertinent business with me. That's the way I am. We have these jackals running around the intelligence community. Listen, I'm the lion in the yard. You can do this to as many people as you want to, but you won't ever do it to me. I'll tell you that right now. And it is my goal to get other people on my level. I'm not going to stop. So your psychological warfare against the people, especially my people, is halted. Exposed and halted. A light snack, hungry munchie. Felt a funny hunch, then she told him, donkey punch me. That's why I do this show. That's why I'm going to continue to do this show. Hoochie Coochie with her new bestseller, who you call a hoochie, a proud sponsor of the Smoochie Boochie. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty, Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf, as you know, I wear my boxers, so my big...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shh. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here we come. Here comes trouble in the club. 11, 12, 13, pistols bigger than 16s. How the f*** we sneak in with this many years in our jeans? Nina, two Ninas, a piece, they don't even see us. Pops off, we squeeze these one, they're gonna think it's machine guns. Vandals, no vandals, bananas and no flannels. Hands around our co-handles, hold them like Roman candles. So ban us, go ban us, banana fan of Rofanas. We'll come back, go bananas, banana clips, lowly managers, bouncers, and a club owners. The motherfuckers don't want us to come up, come rush in the club and run up in it with a bunch of motherfuckers for running. Steady popping them onions, ready, set to go, run up, prepare to tear the whole club up. Fixing to get loose and just itching to choke someone up. You know we finna love when we mix coke with coke and I rum up. So yeah, yeah, oh, what up? See my people post it up. See you talk that whole shit now. When you're down, it won't get up and can't sit up. You're so split up, the ambulance won't sew you up. They just throw you up in the truck once they tag your big toe up. Heater, no heater, automatic, nomadic. Mag or no mag, it don't matter if I have it, don't have it. You never know when I'm packing, so you just don't want no static. And open up a whole can of bass, you don't want a chance. It don't risk it, no biscuit. Millie, Mac, or Mac, Millie. Willie, won't eat, don't be silly, homie, you don't know me. So busy wondering what the dilly. F*** it, let's just get busy, get twizzies back in. Get up now, let's get it cracking. Yeah, it's on it popping, bitch, these fellas packing. This f***, oh, there ain't no stopping. We gon' get it crackin'. What you waiting for? The wait is over, say no more. We're trying to play that wall and quit hating. Get up now, let's go sitting.
That's what right. You, you better get up now. Ha ha. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. Well, we get it crackin'. Huh, I ain't no waiting. Ain't no waiting here. As a matter of fact, I got some, listen, people, I'm so excited. It just made me, my lust for confrontation, I don't know what it is, but, we got, we finally got back some data from my website, from the hosting company. They haven't given us everything. There's still some things that are being held back, but we got some stuff. We got some stuff. And all the feds and their Trojans, all the way they hacked my website, redpillhardcoreonline.com. Oh, man. Listen, I got somebody going through the stuff right now. Hell, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to put it inside of a virtual machine and start dissecting some of this malware. The idiots, these feds, these spy agency lumitards, listen, when my new server goes up, I'm going to tell you right now, I got soldiers of fortune. They're going to be watching things. And you make a move on me, guess what? There's going to be hellhounds on your trail. I'm no longer playing any games with you. Let that be known. So anyhow, Will's got something here for us, and I can't wait to dissect it. Go ahead, Will.
So yeah, let's go to this clip. I believe it's from CNN. And again, you know, it's a big difference when you watch the news and you hear the same stories over and over and over again, and you scan through the news and see something at the bottom left-hand corner or something that just pops up. Because there's a lot of stuff out there if you look for it. So I found this right before the show, and I guess I'll comment a little bit after we play it, Mike, if you have it ready.
It's called Havana Syndrome, for where the strange, debilitating attacks against U.S. personnel were first noticed. Now, sources telling CNN about at least two more on American soil. Similar, mysterious incidents, including one late last year right near the White House.
Thank you for your attention on this issue. It's critically important.
The country's top intelligence official today saying she is focused on the attacks, believed to be the result of directed microwaves. The Pentagon is also investigating. Multiple sources telling CNN that defense officials briefed Congress earlier this month, telling lawmakers that the White House incident in November happened near the grassy oval area known as the Ellipse, just south of the White House. An official from the National Security Council was sickened. Another incident, first reported by GQ, happened across the Potomac River in Arlington, Virginia in 2019. Also seemingly directed at another White House staffer. Similar attacks have struck U.S. diplomats and CIA officials, not just in Cuba, but China and Russia as well, including Mark Polymeropoulos, a former senior CIA officer who says he was hit with an attack while visiting the Russian capital in 2017.
I woke up in the middle of the night with an incredible case of vertigo. You know, the room was spinning. I wanted to throw up.
Polymeropoulos served in the Middle East and Afghanistan. Because of the Moscow attack, he was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury and had to retire from the CIA.
You know, I've had a headache every day since that night in Moscow. It's never gone away, day and night.
A study this year by the National Academy of Sciences found the most likely cause of the symptoms was directed pulsed radio frequency energy. Symptoms include ear popping, vertigo, pounding headaches, and nausea. Alongside the Pentagon, the State Department and CIA have also launched investigations.
I will make it an extraordinarily high priority to get to the bottom of who's responsible for the attacks.
Yeah, so as you can see there, I'll give a little take. I know V will have a more interesting or better take on this than I will.
But yeah, it will. I mean,
this is the technology people said doesn't exist. This is the things. These are the exact things, the exact technologies, and other technologies that targeted individuals have been talking about for years, for decades, and now it's here. It's in the mainstream, and somebody, and I also find it interesting that they don't even have any suspect. Usually in a story like this, they'll have a suspect or a motivation, and you're now finally seeing them admitting that, yes, actually, maybe not all the targeted individuals, I'm sure one or two of them were liars, but the majority of targeted individuals and people that have been gang stalked and harassed and bullied by the government, this weaponry is all here. It's all real. And we've had people using it. So this is just another like validation of the validation of people like yourself who have been talking about this for a long time. And now it's scary because now they're finally talking about it in the mainstream. We don't know who else has a hold of this. I mean, we know who has a hold of it, but we don't know what's going on with these attacks there. But congratulations again, V, for being right yet again.
I feel like Christian Bale hearing the CIA agent complain. Oh, good for you. I love it. I absolutely love it. Listen, now they want to call it the Havana Syndrome because of the U.S. officials that got hit in the U.S. Embassy there in Cuba. But truth be known, Cuba may be one of the last countries to get this technology. All the targeted individuals who complain of the same things, U.S. citizens who complain of this, have been called tinfoil hat. They've been called schizophrenic. They have been put into psych wards because, well, you know, it can't be true, right? Even though the CIA and the NSA, and even in some cases the FBI, has been doing this to the American people for decades. Now that other people have this technology, and I will point out again what I said last night about, Biden talking about climate cooperation. No, he's talking about weather warfare weapons. He's talking about directed energy weapons. Because these weapons are up in the sky. Satellites. Some cases, ground. Now, that's why he's asked for cooperation. That's why he didn't bother to ask China. China's not going to cooperate. And now that we have U.S. officials being targeted, now these weapons exist. Yeah, it's vindication. It's wonderful. And I'm glad that the CIA turds are being hit. Good for you. No, it's not just going to be my hellhounds. Other people are going to have hellhounds on your asses, too. Okay? Well, go round, come round. Okay? And if it is Cuba, I hope they make beef jerky out of you. For as hungry as I am for you, I hope they make beef jerky. They probably just want to blame Cuba because, well, who else has escaped the wrath of the United States better than Cuba? You know, again, these are little sorority, shemale sorority POSs. Okay? Nothing like a woman scorned, right? Cuba, the one that got away. So then we're likely going to blame this all on Cuba. So we can go to war with Cuba. And at the same time, I mean, they really don't want this information out. But if other countries have this technology and they're going to use it indiscriminately, they're going to be willing to declassify it. Now, they're going to have to do it in such a way that it doesn't come back on them for all the targeted individuals who have been screwed with by the CIA NSA, NRO, Department of Energy. The list goes on. They're all complicit. Now, they're going to have to come up with a way for this blowback not to land on them. Oh, we would never do this against our own people. It must have been the Cubans. It must have been the Russians. It must have been the Chinese then. But you know what? All that goes out the window. Because you know why? You have victimized your own people anyways. By destroying their reputations, destroying their credibility, throwing them in insane asylums. You still deserve to be sued. You deserve a lot more than that, but I'm trying to keep this as family-friendly as humanly possible. You deserve a lot more than that. But they're going to try to worm their way out of this if this has to be exposed. Watch. Mark my words. Again, there isn't a scientist amongst the CIA that can grow a pair of testicles for all of them to share. They're going to try to worm their way out. These POSs. So, Havana Syndrome. Yeah. Why don't they just... they can't call it tinfoil hat syndrome now, can they? They can't do that now.
And it's so sad. I mean, luckily we can kind of even half laugh about it, but it's just so sad to think about how many... I'm just thinking about it now. How could you even go up and add it up for just the CIA alone, let alone all the other three-letter agencies just named? How many people's lives they've ruined, totally ruined, and not just TIs. I mean, in illegal wars, like I said, assassinations, propaganda. Just disgusting. How many, I mean, that's just the CIA and the FBI with COINTELPRO, and then, I mean, the FBI knowingly falsified DNA evidence for 10 years to put people in jail. I mean, they're working with Jeffrey Epstein as an informant. And how many people's lives are just utterly ruined, totally and utterly ruined. And now, mainstream news, it appears that sonic weapons are attacking our heroes on the front lines, our modern-day Captain America, CIA, they're under, and it just... It's truly disgusting. It's truly disgusting. It's just like we're in the weird phase of stuff now where it's like everything that we say is actually coming true and they're just submitting it. It's like, they're geoengineering, they're chemtrailing, they're modifying weather. And everyone's like, you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're crazy. And then Bill Gates is like, we're going to want to depopulate. We're going to dim the sun. And then we're like, hey, fluoride's bad for you. Fluoride's really not a cool thing. You should probably check into it. 2 Harvard studies later. Yeah, all right. Okay, guys, there's an elite network of pedophiles involving Hollywood, academia, and the royal families that you should maybe look out for. You guys are crazy. Don't worry, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, God, y'all don't. I mean, like, every single thing, like, every angle, we now have validation. And even in the... And I'll admit, too, I mean, I was the most skeptical about targeted individuals, too, because, like, some of them, there are crazy people in every field. You know what I'm saying? Crazy people themselves tend to gravitate towards every group, not just conspiracy groups. But as you say, V, it's not a schizophrenic thing. And then when this technology, you can find the patents, there's news articles talking about it. There's videos of it being employed, and then you find out some of the people that is being employed on, and then you see case after case of people that were going after the government, and you hear the same things over and over again, and then you see the mass shooters, the Parkland shooter, he heard Satan in voices, and the Columbine shooters, they heard voices, and the Aurora shooters, they hear. And then you just, after a few decades, the skepticism, and then, oh,
kill a bunch of people, but kill yourselves.
The Unabomber. After a few decades of skepticism, when you have decades of evidence from the mainstream themselves and videos, then the skepticism fades away. So, I mean, and like I said, that's the main point here, is it's truly, truly sad that this is what happens. We get called crazy. We get abused. We get laughed at. We were right the whole time. Then we end up being proven right. Nobody gives us a goddamn thank you. Instead, now dimming the sun is the right thing to do. Now sonic weapons have never been used against V, but only our heroes, Captain America and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, you know what? In the main Marvel canon, Captain America has always been working for Hydra.
I did not know that. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
If you don't believe me, I can't make it up. I cannot make it up. As intelligent as I am, I can't make it up.
I mean, how many 35-plus Americans are walking around with a Captain America t-shirt? Like, that says America. That pretty much sums up America. An obese 35-year-old white male who has no idea. He could not tell you probably two, definitely not three, constitutional amendments. But he, Captain America. What embodies America? What makes me cool? Hey, that's Captain America. Some guy with makeup. And wait till they find out that Captain America was a Nazi. Oh boy, this is great. This is good stuff.
Listen,
don't you never tell me nothing about my Ninja Turtles, man.
Oh, the pizza connection, and oh.
I think actually there is a real pizza connection there, but it's not the. I think it's actually not the little children. I think it's actually more has to do with the Dairy Association promoting cheese and pizza at the time. Remember back in like in the 90s, the whole dairy thing.
Look up Ninja Turtles and Pizzagate. That's all I'll never tell you.
I have. I didn't find the evidence overwhelming. I just saw
it was overwhelming.
You think it's overwhelming? Oh man, no, I just think it's the pizza and it's Ninja Turtles. But just, look, I'm not letting John Podesta and James Alafantis, Hillary Clinton ruin pizza for me forever. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
You have these Ninja Turtles, which are reptilian. they weren't turned gay, but you know they're reptilian.
They'll never turn gay. That's why you know they're heroes. No offense to gay people, guys. I like gay people, but turtles like. They like April O'Neil.
You think you're tough, you're about to get it.
Return the frogs gay, but the turtles had the shell to block out the gays. I don't know how the feminists in ADL have not destroyed our show yet. That's pretty cool.
Hey, listen. I'm a feminist. Okay? I don't know. I like women.
Oh, man. We better hope nobody finds out about this.
So.
We wake people up first. Oh, man. But, no, yeah. You got to be careful with what you say nowadays, apparently, because they're clamping down on everybody and everything. And then there's some other guy, too, I caught some guy, I think his name is Noel Clark or something, some Hollywood actor guy. I've not heard of him before this, but I'm like a boomer when it comes to pop culture lately. But apparently, like, all of a sudden, this guy, I'd never even heard of him before. Never heard any allegations. And as I always say, I go through the news every single day. And then all of a sudden, he's got 20 women against him. 20 women accusers. I'm like, damn, maybe that's true, but did you guys all come out the same day? Like, how did this not, like... develop over time. So it's crazy out there, B. That's why I'd be overprotective on you, because, man, shoot. Like, the next thing you know, when you wake up one day and I got, like, 34 freaking older men accusing me of drugging them and stealing their kidneys. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot. I'm not saying that guy's guilty or innocent. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You never know.
Well, listen, there's Outkast song, you know. Not worrying about what another N-word thinks is liberation, and maybe I want it. That's how I live. I'll do disclaimers for the simple fact that I want people to understand my message and what it is I'm actually saying. But other than that, I don't give a rat's turd what anybody thinks. I know what I know to be fact. Now, you can hop on board or not. You can't be neutral on a moving train. Now, I'm not here to offend anybody, but if I do, well, grow some thicker skin. Once again, there's nothing about this world that promises anybody anything. That promises them that they're going to be 100% accepted and loved and all that crap. I'm a black man. I've been through hell. I really don't. I'm here for justice. I'm already living on borrowed time. I'm here for justice. And right now, we ended the show on such a high note with these feds getting microwaved. I'm elated. it saves me the trouble to have to build my own microwave gun.
Oh man, I have to unmute myself. The audience doesn't always hear me laughing because sometimes I'm on mute and then it's like unnatural to unmute myself. But yeah, man, you're a funny dude, man, and it is funny to see. To see it catch up to them now, too. You know what I'm saying? And I don't wish any badness on anybody, but I got to chuckle when they've been denying it for so many years, and then they get hit with it right in their own face. Like, wham, dunk.
Well, you're a pure soul. I'm a soldier. I live for this. I live for this. See the enemy fall. And they're on their way, people. So you need to get together. You'd find out what it is you're going to be doing with yourselves, because when the establishment collapses, you're going to have to be able to wipe your own butts. Literally and figuratively. You're not going to have to depend on products of the establishment. You have to live by your own accord and rebuild society. Because the apocalypse is coming. It's coming. I'm one of its word bearers. It's coming. So with that said, guys, this has been another fabulous episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And remember, and Atlantis Rebellion's Man with Third Eyes King, so please educate yourselves. Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.